7-8-3-4-5.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, January 24th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. And why do we call him that? Folks, we are the Christians that the atheist... Did you want to answer that?
Because I'm the other guy.
All right, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We're also the Christians that the conservatives are afraid of.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
I think that's a fair statement.
Bunch of pushovers with their tails stuck between their legs.
Pansies, perhaps?
Trying to figure out where they can hide.
Pansies.
Well, let me tell you, you can run, but you cannot hide.
That's the truth.
All right. We are the ministry. We are the radio program that the pro-murders, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, America. Yes, we are known as the vigilante of vigilantes.
The King Daddy vigilante.
Do you like that? Some people are out there saying, what's a vigilante? The Sons of Liberty.
There you go.
What do you think of that?
It's a new definition.
Welcome to the show, folks. If you'd like to go on our website, that is the sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to my Facebook. Please do, folks, and thank you for responding. I do want to tell you that. Thank you so much for responding. I'm getting a lot of friend requests from down south.
I like them down south.
Some good old boys.
Yeah.
That's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley. And that's probably what the problem was. People didn't know that. Here, let me spell it for you. B-R-A-D-L-E-E. D-E-A-N on my Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Do befriend me if you're normal, and we'll work with you.
Hey, can they
we'll work together.
Can they follow you on Twitter as well?
They can. Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. We love hearing from you. We love when you weigh in and throw us, you know, the bone that you've got to throw in to the ring. Really.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you throwing in the towel.
More than just the Sons of Liberty.
We are. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves according to the documents that have been given unto us, established by our forefathers. and by the Son of God, Jesus Christ's name. His name is Jesus Christ, yeah? This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a
terrible place to be
when your brains are in someone else's head. Yeah. Now, folks, let me ask you a question.
Terrible?
If you send your student or your child or your kid to a public school or to a school or a college or whatever the case might be, whatever your choice is, do you want an imperfect model laid before your child to learn from? A flawed model? One with many errors all the way through and through? Or do you want a perfect model? I want to make myself clear. When we say this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, I'm talking about what we're hearing out there today. Man's fallen carnal nature. The perfect model is Jesus Christ. Second best to that is the documents that our forefathers established to have the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind 235 years later. No one else has done that. Mm-hmm. Those are the best they get. And those are the ones that we're sticking to.
That's right.
As George Washington rightly said, the two pillars of society are what? Religion.
Morality.
And morality. And we're not moving from that.
And morality comes from the spring of religion.
It is. Should we say it again? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in Obama's head. Oh, wait. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in Newt's head. Should I try that again? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in Romney's head. Wow. Oh, they know best.
The lead us on to great and better days.
They know best. They know what's best for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's think about this. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay? You entrust these people to serve you, and you want them to do the thinking for you? Let's do the math on that, shall we? You want them to serve you. Okay, we the people, yes, of course, good and upright, right standing individuals. But if we want them to work for us, then we better do this thing together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know better. And by the way, they've got the same documents that we have. They're not separate. They're not different. They're not obsolete from the American version like, you know, some in government would like to think. To have us think.
That's all. Let's get rid of it. Doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. It totally works fine. And by the way, one of the libs said what? It's 100 years old. No, folks. No. It's 235 years old.
It's over 100.
And by the way, it's taken 6,000 years to give unto us the documentation that we have called the Constitution of the United States in perfect form. Mm-hmm. It's not absolutely perfect, but it's being perfected from those that love liberty.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it can be amended by the people if the people so choose. Not a dictator choosing to overthrow it and creating his own.
Sure.
Why not amend it?
I don't know.
Because then you have to ask the people. If you have to ask the people, I mean, those brainless people, there they are again, getting in our way, right?
Watch the debate yesterday.
Lame.
Oh, my gosh.
Lame.
I mean, dude, it was almost like, okay, do you want me to get the blankets and pillows out? It was just, it was about as boring could be.
Yeah. You think they'll make sure that the crowd doesn't cheer when Obama?
I mean, it was so boring. It's really, you get to the point where you just kind of almost, I'm not being gross, but where you start to pick your nose.
Ooh.
You start to notice things with your body function.
Or drool.
That you wouldn't have otherwise noticed had it been exciting.
Fucker.
You know, and it's also interesting that they didn't bring up the most Google search topics besides the presidential candidates. Mm-hmm. Abortion and homosexual marriage are the most Googled. But guess what? They didn't touch those topics, folks. But they are throwing them on your kids. We'll be right back after this. We're going to be talking about the TSA.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Yesterday we were talking about how Rand Paul was held up, detained. But protecting, the TSA.
Protecting America.
Well, this is
going to
be a good
Paul.
One because I did a little homework yesterday, as did the producers of this show for you. And I think I'm going to give you some pretty shocking information, to say the least. To say the least. It's the fox in the chicken coop. But I want you to hear this first. This is your founding document, Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. I got a question for you. What good is conservative, come on, just the moderate conservative radio programs, what good are they? Instead of standing on the side of the law, like this, as to I'm reading to you right now, the Fourth Amendment of your Bill of Rights, Article 4, what they do is they want to be fair and balanced, then they want to hear what the enemy has to say. I don't want to hear what the criminal has to say. He's breaking the law. Why do I care what he has to say?
Why should he even be able to talk?
They open the door to lose the battle, is what they do. I heard today, again, on conservative radio, Rand Paul talking to an interviewer on conservative radio. Folks, people are tired of this crap. It's not the voice they want to hear anymore. The pushovers, they're tired of it. The moderates that call themselves conservatives, that agree with the enemy at every turn. And if they say they don't agree, their actions show they agree by what they allow. In scriptural terms, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're two-faced. They're pretenders. They're hypocrites. They double talk. And in their confusion, they blur out the truth for everybody to see it. It's like you call yourself a conservative, but yet you don't stand for nothing and you fall for everything. How foolish.
I can serve nothing.
I mean, if I had a donkey right, a donkey noise right now, Heather, will you say something real quick? Will you just make a donkey sound or something? No, that's a lamb.
That's a goat.
Ewe lamb.
I thought it was a goat.
Well, it's not.
It's not a goat today.
Do you guys get my point?
Yes.
It's so bad.
You sound like donkeys on the air.
Lady, you have the law on your side, and you're being contradictory to what Rand Paul is saying. He's trying to protect your rights, and you're in agreement with the TSA. That's violating your rights. Oh, folks, just hang on. You haven't heard anything yet. I promise. Let me read it one more time, and then I'm going to throw Rand Paul on the radio for you real quick. This was a good interview. This was a true conservative that stood on the side of who we are as a people. Mm-hmm. Article 4, the Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. The not stands within the virtue of the people.
That's right.
To push back immorality, and those that don't understand, no. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. In other words, every time you go through the airport, you are a suspected terrorist, folks. And I want you to keep in mind, just like I said yesterday, but the borders are wide open, and this administration is attacking the government, namely the governors in states throughout the United States that are doing the job that the federal government should be doing. Who's the rebel?
Yeah.
Folks. Fill in the void, fill in the blank. Who's the rebel? Well, the question is, and the answer is, who's the rebel? Here's the answer. The answer is those that are breaking the law. The cop that pulls over the one speeding, he's not the rebel. The one that broke the law, he's the rebel. But America, you have an administration trying to turn it the other way around, making you the rebel for doing the right thing, when in fact he's doing the unlawful, illegal thing. And I'm pointing my finger at everybody in the United States of America that allows him. You are playing the rebel in the sight of God by allowing this tyrant to do what he's doing by violating you through the TSA. 58,000 employees. And let me say it this way. It's going to grow, and it's going to grow until they have absolute control. Mark my words. Yes, I'm all for security. Yes, I'm all for safety and happiness. Yes, I'm for all those things. But not at the expense of giving up our rights, folks. What did Ben Franklin rightly say?
Yep. Those who are willing to give up essential rights to maintain temporary safety deserve neither rights nor safety.
Yep. Safety nor liberty.
And they'll get neither one of them.
That's right. That's right. So when I read this, I see to myself, okay, not... Here again, they're crossing the line of not. You're dealing with people, folks, in this country that don't understand no. Therefore, you have to enforce the meaning of no to those that will not be ruled by law.
That's right.
That's what you need to understand.
Yeah, the Constitution doesn't jump off the pages and enforce itself upon people that are breaking it. That is our choice. That's just like the word. Word is a carrier. It carries meaning. It's up to us to apply that meaning.
Yes.
If it doesn't, the word can't do anything to stop it.
And what guards liberty is the judgment that you pronounce upon these that are violating the laws of the land.
Otherwise, there's no point in the law. If the law won't be enforced, then what good is it? It's just words again.
We have to get into this. It's so good, folks. It's so good.
Can I say...
We just tried getting Rand Paul on the air just in the last hour and a half. I said, Heather, get him on the radio if we can. He was on, I think he was on Fox about an hour ago. We only can get a hold of him via email right now. So, folks, if we get him on, we'll pull him on. We're going to play a piece by Rand Paul where he was being interviewed. And I think it's just that good. But go ahead, Jake, and we'll throw it on.
I was just going to say, going back, and I didn't get to finish this yesterday, but we were talking about Jeroboam. This was a king who turned from wickedness. He turned from the laws that Israel had established. And what he did was he made him, again, of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places. In other words, those that would control the high places. Hey, high places, an example of that is your transportation.
Yeah.
High places are areas of impact where it consolidates massive amounts of people. It could be media, etc. But he puts them the lowest of the people. Again, take a look into the TSA's eyes, and you're going to hear Ron Paul say it. Folks, if you wouldn't tolerate and you wouldn't do a full-body pat-down, our airports would have to shut down.
That's right.
It may take, I don't know how long it would take, a week, maybe even only a day. The airports had shut down and say, okay, guys, people are fed up with it. We got to do something different.
The scanners are fine.
That's right.
Scanners have always been there. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Just leave your stinking, grubby mitts off me. And why would you want a job? Why would you apply a job knowing that you are going to be patting people down? Unless you are a pervert, there is something absolutely mentally unstable in your mind to say, you know what, I want to get that job.
All right, can I be TSA?
Yeah, I mean, especially when they say to the TSA says, we'll only give you $3.50 an hour. Oh, that doesn't matter. I'm not in it for the money. They may as well just say that.
That's right.
And I'll prove that right after we get done listening to Rand Paul. Listen to him here.
Well, you know, I've been going to the airport pretty frequently over the last year since I was elected, and most of the time I haven't had any trouble, but this morning I went through the screener, and the screener, the machine, said that there was a hot spot near my knee, so I showed them my knee and pulled my sock down and thought that would be sufficient, but they wanted to do a pat-down exam, and I said, well, I'd just soon walk back through the screener. They've let me do that before, and they said, no, you either get a pat down or you don't fly. And I said, well, I'd rather just talk to the manager, but nobody there seemed to be willing to let me go back through the screener. And this is a conversation we've been having with Pistole at the TSA, is that, you know, I fought hard in the spring to have little kids go back through the screener, but I thought we were also going to apply it to adults since they had let me at previous airports. The bottom line, though, is I think we, in order to travel, we need to have some dignity. We can have security and dignity, but the TSA needs to do a better job.
You know, it's funny, when I heard that, I mean, the word detention was used. Did you feel detained at any point?
Well, yeah, I was detained in one of those little clear cubicles where they detain you, and I was very aggressively told not to leave the cubicle, so in my mind, I felt like I was being detained because I did step out of the cubicle one time to talk to the TSA, and I was very forcefully told that I needed to re-enter or face more serious repercussions. In fact, when I wanted to use my cell phone to call my office, because I was supposed to be here for a March for Life rally on the mall area, and tell them that I wasn't going to make it, they told me that now, because I had used my, I have a full pat down, and that, to me, I took as a threat, and I didn't really take that very well, that they were going to punish me for using my phone.
You know, in a sort of a twisted way, Senator, I'm happy this happened to you. And the reason, let me tell you why, is because, you know, many of us travel a lot, and there are so many things we need to fix about this system. We need to be secure, but there's so many things, and you actually are in sort of a position to fix this, because your experience is, you know, not unlike a lot of other experiences around the country where the system isn't working perfectly.
Well, I think now, isn't that interesting? The bottom line here, folks, is they just did it to the wrong guy.
Yes, they did.
And for the righteous, they did it to the right guy. And that's exactly what this reporter was saying. She was exactly right. I'm glad that it happened to you, too.
Because we know you'll deal with it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's hey, guys, girls, it's on.
Yes.
Folks, when we come back, I'm going to share with you some TSA violations that are going to blow your mind completely. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
You know, in a sort of a twisted way, Senator, I'm happy this happened to you. And the reason, let me tell you why, is because, you know, many of us travel a lot and there are so many things we need to fix about this system. We need to be secure, but there's so many things, and you actually are in sort of a position to fix this because your experience is, you know, not unlike a lot of other experiences around the country where the system isn't working perfectly.
Well, I think all Americans, I don't want special treatment, all Americans should be allowed to choose pat down or go back through the scanning machine. The other thing I learned today, and several TSA officials told me off the record, that the scanning machine sends a false positive signal so they can randomly pat down people. And I was told that's why it was positive. And then they finally let me go back through the screener about an hour and a half later, and it was negative. So either the machine is not very good or they're programmed in random screenings, and a couple of them off record told me, yes, I probably was being subjected to a random screening, but they're kind of tricking the public into thinking, Listen. Oh, you set off the buzzer, so we don't have a choice in doing this random pat-down. And I don't think the random pat-downs are making us any safer. I want to know where the Middle Eastern students are that are here visiting our country. Are they in class? Are they going to class? If they get on a plane, if you've been to Yemen twice in the last 6 months, I want to know who you are and know more about your travel. But most American citizens need to go through a relatively easy security process that's not too invasive and doesn't take away our dignity.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Random screenings.
Yes. You know what I'm glad he said? Is he said, you know, I'm not asking for special privileges. Mm-hmm. That's right, because we are only as great as the least of us, and that applies to every citizen in this country.
That's right.
every citizen, and he put it into perspective greatly. He really did. Mm-hmm. But the other thing he said, I think the public is being tricked by the TSA. Well, I'll tell you what, the last two times I've been through the TSA, I went through the scanner both times, folks, and I'm telling you what, I have nothing on me on purpose, so they leave their stinking meat hooks off me.
Yep.
Right? But you know what they do? They sit there and they look for it. Now, I'm just going to do this. No. You don't need to be touching me, dude.
That's right.
You know what? But what they say, as I heard on the conservative radio, the moderate conservative today, is, you know what? But when you say you're not putting your hands on me, you're putting up flags. Just listen to what you are saying, lady. I am saying, as an American citizen, you are not going to violate me.
Not
going to
break the law.
That individual is breaking the law by putting their hands on me. And I'm putting up flags to preserve and maintain the liberty that God gave you through the bloodshed of hundreds of thousands of our men and women to ratify the Constitution with their... Well, let me ask you something, lady. Who do you fear? Because if you fear your government, then go ahead and call it for what it is. It's called tyranny. But if your government fears you, go ahead and call it what it is, patriots. It's called liberty. And as a Christian, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. Those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. And there lies the problem. Mm-hmm. There lies the problem. But Rand Paul got it exactly right. Mm-hmm. Are we still waiting for him? We're waiting, folks. We'll see if we can't get him up there. But go ahead and make your point, Jake, real quick. We did post it on Facebook at Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, that's double E. We just posted that article for you to check the video out. It's also on Sons of Liberty.
Yep,
on Facebook.
Fan on Sons of Liberty. If you think about that thought process, and I know this woman happens to be a lawyer, not sure where she got her credentials from, but in saying that you send up flags, that's like back in the early days of our country when the master would tell the slave, you can't learn how to read. You're sending up flags because you say that the master's doing something wrong. The master says, no, you're not going to be able to learn how to read, because if you could read, you would know that what I'm doing is wrong. That's the wrong way of looking at it. Of course you're sending up flags that they're breaking the law.
Let me send up some flags. Let me send up some flags that the world needs to hear.
That's right.
In 2011, there were at least 62 screeners arrested. Listen carefully. One TSA screener was arrested for murder. 11 of them were arrested for sex crimes, 10 of which involved children. 4 TSA agents were arrested for drug smuggling through airport security. Over a dozen for theft from passengers, totaling in excess of $800,000. It's the fox in the chicken coop, folks. It reminds me of Braveheart. Have we not lived in relative harmony with one another? And look what you've done with my leniency. Mm-hmm. And he cuts the girl's throat because they wouldn't, that lady wouldn't let the army rape her. Listen carefully. She wouldn't let them rape her. And here comes the king to come and cut her throat because she didn't submit to their assaults.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's the same thing, folks. It's the same scenario. Let me go on. Other crimes with the TSA include impersonating a police officer. Did I not say that they're on a power trip? Did I not say that they act as demigods? They're in control. They're above the law. Look at these people when you're going through the lines, folks. And I'm not saying all of them, of course. But how many can you find that are of a civil, rational mind when you walk through there? I mean, some of them... their best friend is Dairy Queen, and they couldn't get a job anywhere else. They need a special throne to sit on, if you get what I'm saying. These are the people that complain about the aisles in the airplane, that they're too skinny and narrow. Let me go on. A Federal Transportation Security Administration employee has been arrested recently in connection with the molestation of a girl. Orange County Sheriff's deputy said after a 15-year-old girl came forward claiming Charles Henry Bennett, 57, touched her inappropriately when she was 12 years old. Deputy said she was arrested. He was arrested early Friday and booked into the Orange County Jail. I go on. The arrest report says man told investigators he planned to make her, listen carefully, a TSA agent. Remember when I was saying demigod? He wanted to make this little 12-year-old girl a sex slave. Come on, let's blow the horn. Let's wave the flags. If we're going to send up some flags, folks, let's send the right ones up. A Transportation Security Administration worker at Logan International Airport is accused of assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Remember when I said the demigod attitude? They're on a power trip. Sean Shanahan, 45, of Winthrop, is being held on $50,000 bail. Following his arraignment in East Boston District Court, he is charged with statutory rape, enticement of a child, and indecent assault and battery on a person 14 years old. I go on. TSA agents and their crimes towards you, the public. Passengers at the airport are shocked over what police say Burley, a TSA screener, did Wednesday morning when a female passenger noticed painkillers missing from her purse after going through a security checkpoint. An investigation was prompted. These are the people that you raise your hands to, and they assault you on a daily basis going through the airports of the United States of America, but yet again the borders are wide open.
That's right.
And the governors are under attack by this administration.
Wave some flags.
Come on, folks, let's put up the right flags. Remember what Ben Franklin said? Jake said it earlier. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. He's right. By the way, these TSA agents are being caught on airport security camera systems. They must think that their bosses won't do anything about it. And for the most part, they probably won't. And by the way, these are the ones that got caught, folks. Every time a TSA agent violates you like Rand Paul, it should be on the radio all across the country. On radio, as to those that are willing to promulgate the truth, to preserve our liberties, not to just let it get a pass and say, oh, no worries here. A TSA employee, Randall Scott King, 49, based at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, tried to kill himself after allegedly abducting a woman. Sorry, he failed. Sexually assaulting her, then giving her a suicide note to deliver. Talking about the TSA agents. A Transportation Security Administration agent has been charged with theft after attempting to steal a laptop at Memphis International Airport. By the way, I got mine ripped off at that airport by a TSA agent. And once we filed with them, they said, oh, it's not our responsibility. Wait a second. That's your job. It is your responsibility. It went through your checkpoints. It went through your security system. What do you mean you're not responsible for? No, we're okay to violate everybody, and if anything bad happens, it's not our fault.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. That's a double standard. Yes, it's a double standard. Folks that submit to this tyranny, you're asking for it, and I'm telling you what, it's increasing, and you're getting it. Ricky German, TSA agent, putting up the right flags. 48 was charged Wednesday with theft of property over $1,000, but less than $10,000.
Oh, okay.
God's eyes, theft is theft. Theft is theft. Doesn't matter if you steal $10,000 or a penny in the sight of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Rest assured, there will be just recompense, and I praise God for it. The incident occurred December 20th. It is uncertain why it took so long for charges to be filed. TSA agent Timothy McRowe, 41, faces charges including trafficking cocaine, possessing of cocaine with intent to sell, possession of a firearm and the commission of a felony, possession of marijuana with the intent to sell, and possession of paraphernalia. We're talking about the flags we're throwing up on the TSA that are violating you in the airports on a daily basis. Not all of them. Yes, I'm for security. Indeed. But they don't need to put their stinking grimy fingers on you, do they?
Nope.
A Brevard County Circuit judge set a bond of $743,000 for a TSA agent employee who has been charged with selling drugs from his Palm Bay house. I go on. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show and you're indignant, that's what it's about. 1-877-807-9977. And if you're not angry, I want to ask you why. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
But, you know, talking about the TSA and raising the flags. But, you know, I feel so comfortable. I'm so happy when they put their fingers and their hands on things they shouldn't be touching. Because namely, my physical being.
That'll prevent another terror attack.
Sure,
as long as they
will.
Can touch me, you know?
Yeah, but let's not think about them borders.
No.
Let's not think about how this administration is attacking our governors for protecting our borders.
Besides, these TSA agents
trying to give amnesty to illegals. Don't worry about that.
They're not capable of protecting borders. All they're capable of doing is touching you.
Can I go on a little rabbit trail real quick, and we're going to come back to this TSA situation and the crimes of the employees towards the public.
I'm ready for a rabbit trail.
Jake?
Does it have flags?
Yes.
All right, let's bring them.
Enforcing the law.
Yep.
And the job rate goes down, said a conservative. Explain.
Oh, when we enforce the law?
Remember when we were talking about this yesterday? About how the conservatives just thought it was a bad thing that the jobs, there's not as many jobs because the laws against illegal immigrants was enforced.
Ooh. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
The rationale.
Oh, we better get rid of the law then so we can have all these jobs by people that come in here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how their initial entry into the country is illegal, and then they're going to be good law-abiding citizens,
oh,
and we want them to work for us.
That's right, and we don't want to take them out of school.
No, said the conservative, the moderate.
If you have a problem,
How do you live that way anyways?
You don't. You actually don't live. You're not really living. You're like those jellyfish that don't have a heart.
Jellyfish.
That don't have a brain.
Yes.
They don't have any blood.
That's right.
They're just twitching nerve endings.
Yes, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in whose head?
They can say, I agree with what he just said.
Yes.
Did you hear them clap for that? Well, then I agree with what he just said.
Yes, Mr. Romney.
Did you hear them boo him?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't agree with that.
Oh, no.
Moderator, I'd like to say I agree with what he just said.
Yes. Now, did you hear me as I agreed with you? I'm a chameleon. And are we buddies now? Are you going to quit attacking me here? You get the point.
You know, if you have a problem.
Mindset. Hey, you know what? All the cops out there, we want job creation.
Mm-hmm.
So will you just quit enforcing the laws?
Yeah.
Please.
That'll increase jobs.
That's the way this moderator.
I know how we...
This moderator was kicking it off there.
I know how we can do it.
How?
We can increase and stimulate the economy by inflating the economy.
That'll help.
Let's print some more money. That'll stimulate things.
Sure it will.
You know, if you have a problem, and right now you're a lawbreaker, we can do one of two things. We can correct the problem with justice.
Yes.
Or we can throw away the law, and then there won't be any more problem. Because there's no law to break anymore.
That's their thoughts.
Adolf Hitler thought, I'm going to unite Germany. Now, I know how I'll do it. I'll put a gun to your head if you disagree with me. Problem solved. Nobody will disagree anymore.
That's right. And that's exactly what he did. As a matter of fact, for those that didn't know, folks, did you know that if they didn't put their hands up and salute Hitler, they would be fined?
Oh.
Through oppressive means. And
there's the unity.
And the allusion to the world was, that's right, exactly, a false unity.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how is that guy doing that? He's doing it by force.
That's right.
Hello?
So when our founders...
So is Saul Alinsky.
By the way, they were asked, there's a picture up in the White House of Mr. Alinsky, and they just bypassed that question.
But yeah, isn't that interesting?
If you see right now that false unity that's created, listen, you don't have to prop up God-given liberties.
That's right.
They're given to us.
That's right.
Our founders did not create them. They acknowledged them and said, look, if we abide by these rules, everything is cool.
And eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
And if we don't be vigilant, then somebody else creates their own phony, sham, false standard.
Yes.
And then they have to use guns to enforce their standards.
In the image of them as they tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own
That's
image.
Right.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
That is.
The Constitution is obsolete. I am the standard. Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't have the Constitution, we're going to have too many people breaking the laws. We need to get rid of the Constitution so that we don't have as many lawbreakers.
Is that what the teleprompter said there, Jake, or what?
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, if it's not, you know, George, tell me what I'm supposed to say. Then I'll have my other clown do it for me.
I just want to go have dinner tonight. You know?
Right,
it doesn't
right.
really matter.
We got Everett, Tennessee, Bradley, Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes. I just wanted to make a comment. Why don't we just actually do something about this by calling our representatives
That's
and
right.
tell them to cancel this crap that's going on
that's right.
and not spend our tax money on this, or we could take our tax money back or not send no tax money in.
Now here,
we'll
I
have to start forcing things if we're going to have our country back and our constitutional liberty and our liberties back. And I just don't understand why there's not enough people out there that wouldn't stand up for themselves. I still don't know, you don't understand that, you know.
I don't
they're
either.
They're living underneath a communism rule, a dictatorship, and we need to change this.
Well, you know, as long as Everett, thank you very much for the call. We're coming down to the last couple minutes here. You know, as long as they got their new stadium,
new
hockey rink, everything's just leave us alone, man.
Yeah.
I mean, don't interrupt our lives.
Can they put scanners on those new arenas, though? Is that okay
they
if you
are,
do that?
By the way, they are going there now.
And they do it.
Yes,
the
they
NFL,
are.
The NFL, you got to go through the scanners. But, you know, as long as we're going to see
we're
going to see a game. So, you know, just hurry up. Just pat me down. Do whatever.
Disney World.
See it.
Yeah, Disney World. Just put your finger on there and let them. No, just go with the flow, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go with the flow.
Because that'll bring us somewhere good, going with the flow, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it just... Don't say anything about it.
That's right.
You
don't bring up a flag.
That's right. Because if you do that, then that means, you know, you might mean what you say, and we might have to change
something about it?
Our violations towards you. And if we have to do that, oh, my gosh. We're going to have to. You know what? Just like with Rand Paul yesterday, mm-hmm. we're going to have to get the clown Carney on mm-hmm. this one. And I'll tell you what, folks. Isn't it interesting that if it didn't mean anything to the White House, why was the White House all over it yesterday?
Right away.
With the TSA.
Right away.
And I'll tell you why. Because they didn't want you to know what I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello?
You know, we need these problems.
You know what's interesting? I take this as a compliment. I remember when we were at Universal Park, And I wouldn't put my finger on the scanner. I said, ma'am, you don't need to be doing that. You're going through people's bags. And then I talked to this one guy. I said, when you were a little kid, did you have to put your finger on a scanner? He said, well, no. Well, then I said, well, what are you leaving us? Right? Mm-hmm. I'm not putting my finger on it, bro. End of story. I didn't pay $300 to have my family come in here and be violated by some creep because he thinks he's got on some power trip that he's going to violate me and my family. No! You're not doing it. Oh, but you know what they say, folks? It's only required. It's only a requirement. In other words, we're not saying you have to do it, but you know what? They say everybody else is doing it. You must be them born-again Christians. You know what? As a matter of fact, brother from another mother, you're exactly right. And nine times out of ten, I'll say this to them. You know what? I'm just guessing here, but I bet you're a Christian too, aren't you? Just going along with the flow, aren't you? Everything's just fine. You know, if everyone would do the same thing, they would shut down their policy.
Really?
God forbid we shut down their policy. Again, I'm all for security.
Grasshoppers.
I'm all for doing it lawfully and right. But you know what? When they become the...
Lawfully is the key word.
Thank you.
Lawfully and right. If you go outside of the law, it can't be right. That's why the TSA isn't bad, because the people in it are bad. Maybe they're a little heavy. Maybe they were picked on school. I don't know.
They are.
But the whole organization is bad. Therefore, it's going to draw good people? No, bad people.
Thank you.
It's what the
starts
system
at the top
itself.
Goes to the bottom. Come on.
It was set up on corruption.
Come on. Hey, now let me say this too. Let me interject this. Is this how you bring forth results, folks?
Exactly how.
Is this how you bring forth results? Yes, it is.
This is how you have resistance. This is how tea ends up in the harbor.
And all these good Christians listening to me today, I just want to say this. Please listen. Protestant has meaning, friends. Protestant. What do you think our forefathers were? Why do you think that Constitution is such a stumbling block for tyrants?
Yes. I love to see them stumble over it, folks, and they do every day, so long as you'll hold it in front of them.
Thank you. Two more.
Stand on the
two
back.
Two more. Got 2 minutes. Two employees with the U.S. Transportation Safety Administration, the TSA, have been arrested and are facing charges after allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from checked baggage at JFK Airport in New York. WNBC TV reported that Komar Persad, a foreigner, 36, and Devon Webb, 30, are expected to each face felony charges of grand larceny, conspiracy, and possession of stolen property. But don't throw up a flag. Let them put their hands on you.
I mean, that helps eliminate terrorism right
totally, right?
I mean,
yes.
Stealing tens
especially
of thousands
when we're in Atlanta and we got a bunch of Muslims patting us down.
Yes.
All
prevent
right.
Terrorism.
That's the way to
about.
Do it.
You good Americans.
Yes. According to the channel, citing police and an unnamed TSA official familiar with the case, $39,980 was recovered from the homes of these two suspects connected with the investigation. One more. Example 8, we're throwing up the flags on the TSA, folks. An Indianapolis Transportation Security Administration employee was arrested on battery charge after scuffling with a gift shop employee at Indianapolis International Airport parking garage on Tuesday. Airport police were called to the fourth floor of the parking garage at 7:30 a.m., encountering a man who claimed he was punched repeatedly after pulling into a parking space. Wow.
And he's the guy who
can we say,
put his
demigod?
Gun.
Can we say someone's on a power trip? Every one of these violations prove my point, folks. Power trip. Demigod. I got picked up. I got picked on in school.
And now I get to pick
on
you.
I mean, what's wrong? Why were they picking on me? Just because I'll stop right there. Hey, I'll stop right there. Then that'll give you a reason to listen to us tomorrow. You got Bradley and Jay. Folks, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or Bradley Dean on Facebook.